Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
From TPC Boston, we're live at the Dell Technologies Championship. Presented by Mick Ultra on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
For our fourth and final hour here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I don't know. I know. It's always on me. Nothing's ever your fault. Nothing's ever anyone's fault except mine.
What happens?
I keep forgetting to turn my mic up.
Oh, well.
Like
that
a
is,
dope.
That's your fault.
You know? Like a rookie. I gotta be better.
Like a rube.
Flynn in Sudbury has a Vegas golf thoughts. Two of my favorite things. You've just maybe named my two favorite things.
Call Flynn of the year.
So let's hear it.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
Hey.
How are you?
Not bad. Christian, I don't know how you deal with Jones, and Hardy, I don't know how you deal with Zoe, but I love both of you guys.
Thanks.
But
neither
here nor there. Shadow Creek, I love all your thoughts on Shadow Creek. Seems like a great place to go. Needed your opinion on a cheaper option to go out there, because I was born there, and I haven't been back in 7 years. But that's a side note. I just wanted to say, I don't understand how people don't love how Tiger's in the hunt. I'm like, do you remember the Dell Technologies in 2007 when it was Tiger and Phil Mickelson and they were just going at each other? Like, that's amazing. I don't understand why people don't love that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. I think 07 was actually Tiger and Vijay on the final day. And I may have
okay.
my years.
Okay. I might be wrong on that too.
Yeah, I may have my years mixed up on that, Flynn. But I'll get to more on that in a second. But in terms of cheaper golf options in Vegas, there's a ton of them. Go play Paiute. You can play Bally High on the Strip before that goes away. I don't think that's long for this world. Check that one out. And you know what? There's another course out there called a Royal Links that does a lot of like signature holes from the British Open rotation.
Right.
They kind of recreate them out there in the desert. It's a good time. But Flynn, thanks for the call. And also, that Tiger Vijay duel, it wasn't much of a duel. It was the final round, and I had come out there on that final day with a couple of buddies. This was back when I'm working for BCN. This is pre-Sports Hub.
Okay.
And me and a few buddies decided, you know what? We're not going to follow this Tiger Woods circus around the course on the final day. We're going to go watch a golfer's golfer. We're going to go watch Darren Clark and follow him around, and we're going to get close, and we're going to, you know, feel, you know, like we're really a part of something.
Right.
We got to the golf course, and there was no escape in it. If you weren't watching Tiger and Vijay in the final group that day, then what were you even doing there? So we immediately got caught up in it. Watched him on the practice range. Then we decide we're not going to get anywhere close to him, so we're going to go a hole ahead all day.
Okay.
So we skipped Tiger and Vijay on the first hole. We immediately jumped to the second hole, which is a par five, and we're going to watch him out there. Sure enough, Tiger makes eagle. Two-stroke lead gone. Vijay started the day with a two-stroke lead.
Okay.
Tiger makes another eagle on the par five in the front. Two-stroke lead not only gone, but now it's flipped.
Reversed, yeah.
Two eagles on the front. Tiger puts on a clinic the rest of the day, and you get close to him a couple of times, which you can out here still. You position yourself on a hole, and you think, all right, well, you know, these are where the drives are ending up. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to get close. I'm going to stand on the walkway from this green in one tee. And the guy walks by, and it's just laser focus. You know, it sounds cliche and silly and a little cheesy, but I swear to you, you could feel the energy coming off the guy. This was Tiger. This is the Tiger that everybody talks about. And this is what people are coming out here to see. I don't know if they're going to see it this weekend. You know, Tiger, you know, had a rough start to his tournament already. And
right.
He's, you know, bogeyed a few holes there on his opening nine. Got himself back. He made a birdie, but he's two over through 15 holes. Is he going to be anywhere near the hunt on Sunday? I don't know. Is it more interesting when he is?
Of course it is.
Without question.
I don't know what the caller was talking about. He said, well, who doesn't want Tiger to be in the hunt? Everyone wants him in the hunt. That's always been the case. Now, him being in the hunt is like the prerequisite. Yes, we want him in the hunt. It's the question of, well, then are you rooting for him to win or not? You know, and I think that's where there's a bit of a divide. But everyone is unanimous. Everybody wants him in the hunt, of course.
They have to. If you just want to be entertained and you just want to watch something that's inherently more compelling than something else, then yes, you should want him in the mix. Whether you want him to win, I'll leave that up to you. But I didn't want to make the cut and watch him fall on his face. Well, that's just silly. You're just denying yourself something. And for me, you know, the personality and anything that happened or anything that you thought may have been disingenuous in his career or in his image, there are certain guys who just get a pass. You know, all these people, especially around Boston, who don't want to root for Tiger because of, personality reasons. You know, I would say to him, what about Larry Bird? You know, was Larry Bird a swell guy?
Sure.
Was he a good dude?
Definitely.
No, he wasn't.
100%.
No, he wasn't. Michael Jordan, salt of the earth.
Yeah.
No, you watch it. You watch and appreciate and want to experience greatness.
Yes.
Greatness with a capital G.
Sure.
Not like, just saw Daniel Berger walk by. I met him yesterday. He's a great player. Of course, he's one of the top 100 golfer in the world. Greatness, all-time historic greatness. That's what you're talking about with Tiger.
Sure.
And very few other people that you're going to see out here this weekend. If you don't want to get close to that and see it and experience it in some way, then I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with you.
I remember when I was a kid, Greg Norman used to be like in the hunt all the time, but he always lose. Right,
like no, that was not always, but he
when I was watching, he was always there at the end, and he'd always choke at the end.
He had some hiccups down the stretch in a few tournaments. Sure,
that's what I sort of remember. But people were interested in him, you know, because he was Australian, and you know he was the shark and all that stuff, and he was always there,
and
he was always around.
He was a physical presence on the golf course.
Yeah.
He was, you know, before guys all started paying attention to fitness and strength and conditioning and pliability, and essentially, when Tiger came on and all these guys, like, you know, were saying to themselves, well, we can't walk around, you know, like we have been and just assume we can get it done anymore. Here's this, what could be a new breed of golfers coming through. And it was absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, Tiger Woods ushered in the era of guys like Adam Scott and Brooks Koepka. You know, you watch Brooks Koepka win back-to-back U.S. Opens and then the PGA Championship, and you're like, oh, how did he get there? He got there because here is an athlete who saw Tiger Woods as a young man and said, oh, it's not just about guys who look like Davis Love, you know, or just, you know, kind of lanky, you know, a little on that, not even on the doughy side, just a little, oh, no, you can be like a chiseled athlete and play this game. Well, I want to be a chiseled athlete.
Sure.
I want to play golf. And Brooks Koepka is a monster.
Are there any good fat young golfers right now?
There's a few.
There are?
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel like that's a void in the sport right now that needs to change. There needs to be one good fat guy to inspire all the non-good fat guys to go out there and play.
Relative fatness? I mean, would you look at that guy?
I'm talking like John Daly fat.
Probably.
None of that? Okay.
Nah, not too much of that. I mean,
well,
the closest
that's unfortunate.
Closest thing you're going to get is Patrick Reed, who is, if he were walking down the street, you wouldn't say, oh, my God, look at that, you know, morbidly obese fella.
No,
but
round face.
Compared to Henrik Stenson, it's like, yeah, he's, you know, a little on the doughy side. So,
a little chubby, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple out there. More helmet rule calls based on last night's game and what we've seen here in the preseason. We'll go to Craig in the truck. Go ahead, Craig. You're on with Hardy and Christian Arcan. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hey, I think that people just need to stop complaining about it because either that or the league just needs to go away with or allow the all the players sign a waiver and say we're not going to, you know what you're getting into. So first, go away or get used to it because that's how all the kids are taught how to tackle with your head up, you know, face mask and everything from all the way down in Pee Wee, you know, and if that's good fundamental tackling. So, you know, that's what they should do and quit complaining about it. Or go the other way and say you sign a release. If you sign an NFL contract, you sign a release and you say we're not going to take care of you. You know, you play at your own risk type thing. But yet the NFL should do, you know, use the money that they already have accumulated to pay the players, whatever, and set up some sort of a benefits type group, because I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to protect the players from themselves. So they need to, you know, provide education for the all the players, you know, like for how to invest their money, how to provide a safe haven for them, how to,
right.
you know.
They're not trying to protect the players from themselves. That's not what they're doing. They're trying to protect themselves from another $600 billion lawsuit. That's what they're trying to protect against. And eventually, you know, the caller actually makes a point here about signing a waiver. At some point, like the concussion movie's been out for like, what, 8 years now? Or whenever that movie came out, I don't know, for a while. You have the information. It's out there now. It's like with smoking cigarettes in the 50s. People didn't know that it was so bad for them. Now, it's printed right there on the carton.
And railed against it for decades.
Yeah.
So finally just said, okay, fine.
All right,
it's
fine.
Bad for you.
It's bad for you. Now, people know football is bad for you. At some point, the difference here, though, is that you're bringing in these, like, 19, 20-year-old kids and telling them, hey, when you're 50, 60 years old, you might have trouble getting up and down the stairs. But you could also make millions of dollars. Like, that's a trade-off most people will take, right? Like, you can't expect them to want to make the right choice there. So eventually, I feel like now that all the information's out there, now that we know all these things about head injuries and whatever else, you know, okay, well, you still want to play? Okay, then go play. Just don't come looking at us.
Right. And the notion that, you know, start teaching at the peewee level, fine, great. And I think they're doing that already, except you can't go in a time machine
right.
and go back, you know, 12 years and try and grab these guys who are coming into the league now and reteach them. So, all right, so for the next generation, that works. But they want to try and implement something right now. And whether they're doing it for their own selfish purposes or there are some people at the highest levels who actually feel and care about the safety and the inherent well-being of these players going forward, whatever the reason is, they want to make changes now.
Yeah.
And I can't fault them for that. I can't fault them for doing it if it results in less guys experiencing CTE mm-hmm. later in their lives.
Sure.
Or less guys getting concussed in games. I'm not going to fault them for that. What I will fault them for is an inconsistent and harebrained scheme of calling these games and throwing flags and altering games on rules where, wait a second, how is that any more dangerous than what just happened on that other play?
Yeah.
To the head or any other part of the body. It really, it's, you got to step back and say, What are we really hoping to accomplish here? Is it just the hits that look bad mm-hmm. or the hits that are bad?
That are bad, yeah.
Because sometimes they're two different things.
And one more thing, as far as youth peewee football, high school football, that's all down. I mean, people aren't signing up. Some schools are just getting rid of their football program altogether. Like, that's happening in Texas. That's happening all over the place. That's not a good trend for the NFL or football in general. I mean, if kids stop playing it, eventually your pool of talent's going to run out.
Let's step aside here for a moment, and then we'll come back. By the way, this hour is brought to you by New England Copy Specialists, as we're live at the Dell Technologies Championship, TPC Boston in Norton, Mass. It's Hardy and Christian Arcand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Just off the 18th green at TPC Boston, we're live at the Dell Technologies Championship, presented by Mick Ultra on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I remember my microphone this time.
All right.
Thank you.
Only took 3 hours.
Thumbs up from all the engineers, directors. Thank you. I give a little tip of the cap to everybody. Really nothing at all. Chris Kirk is standing behind us right now. I don't know if you can pick him up on the NBC Sports Boston cameras, but Chris Kirk, who is playing in the 8:15 tee time this morning, is your co-leader. He was playing with Daniel Berger, who I met yesterday, and caught a ration of you-know-what from Henrik Stenson. I did not know that Henrik Stenson was a trash talker.
Yeah.
But a young Daniel Berger tried to give him a hard time for only winning you know, six times on the PGA Tour in 17 years. And Henrik Stenson said, what, even won like twice on the same golf course 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Who cares? Talk to me when you win four more times and then 11 more times on the European Tour. Then you can give me a hard time. But Chris Kirk is over there right now, who shot a 67 today. This is a par 71 setup at the TPC Boston for the Dell Technologies Championship. So four under par. He made a ton of birdies out there today. Six birdies, I think, to go along with two bogeys. So try and get Chris to come over here and join us. We'll see how that works out. In the meantime, though, I want to ask you, Christian Arkan,
yes,
about Colin Kaepernick's collusion case.
Apparently, oh, yeah,
is going to go forward now. The NFL requested a dismissal, and there was an arbitrator and said, no, I don't think I'm going to dismiss this altogether. I'm going to go ahead and let this go forward, which means a couple of things. Number one, Colin Kaepernick is alleging that NFL owners got together and said, no one's going to give this guy a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, unfair hiring practices. They colluded to keep me out of the league.
Right.
And now that this is going forward, at some point, NFL owners or general managers, personnel people, whoever, could be called upon to testify in this. What are your thoughts on this case?
I think that there's certainly a thing to be made here, a point to be made, that you know, with Colin Kaepernick, if you do something that upsets your boss, if your boss does, you know, these sort of things, we'll get back to this in just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do have some thoughts on this,
right,
certainly here.
CT Pan getting ready to join us right now. Thanks for being on the show. Hardy, Christian, CT.
Nice to meet you.
How you doing, CT?
Nice
good
to meet you.
Doing good.
I have to ask you first and foremost, who was caddying for you today?
Fluff, Mike is caddying in for me.
Okay, very good. So could you bring everybody up to speed on what you were doing caddy-wise here in the last few weeks?
So my wife, she caddied for me 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
That went well. I finished second place. Kind of blew my lasso, but, you know, it's okay. Just one bad shot for the day. She's been great. I mean, she definitely experienced the whole thing. The rain delay, the waiting, being contention. And, you know, tough walk for her. You know, she had to walk like 28 holes last day because we had a rain delay after three rounds.
Right.
So that was a really cool experience for us.
What happens when she gives you the wrong club? Can you, like, can you be like, hey, no, honey, that's not right. You know, what do you do?
You just kind of quietly change the club, I guess. there's not much choice there.
I mean, I heard you talk about this a little bit. It's not like her first time on the golf course or anything. I mean, she knows her way around a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, did she do anything in terms of, like, green reading? Was it like the same relationship in any way like you have with Fluff? Or was this like, just no, I just need someone to carry the clubs for me.
Yeah,
and that's enough.
She, you know, she basically just carried the club.
Nice.
And I say this in media, and she didn't say it again. So, but she did great. I mean, when in some important moments, she told me, you know, to calm down, I'll take a deep breath. So that always helps.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about your round a little bit today. Two under par, shot a 69 out there today. You guys, when I say you guys, players of your caliber, hate making bogeys, especially on par fives. How much do you hate the six that you made on the seventh hole par five today?
I hate it very much. you know, I just...
How does a player of your caliber, CT, how do you make a bogey on a par five?
You know, I just got greedy and then... First of all, I pushed my drive into the rough on the right, and then I got greedy trying to hit three out of it, and then just turned out to be a disaster. Every day we got to make a lot of decisions out there, and sometimes you just make a bad one, and then you just got to suck it down and then keep moving, I guess.
Yeah, and in terms of the conditions out here today, I don't know how long you've been in town, but it was absurdly hot here for a few days. How much differently is the course behaving and playing today as opposed to days leading up?
It's very different. I mean, we got 10-mile wind today and in the 70s, and I was first group off in the morning and just playing a little bit longer than usual. And the greens are firm, so it's kind of hard to judge, and it's not easy out there, and, you know, rough is brutal as well. So.
What's worse, 105-degree day like yesterday or a blowy day like today?
Oh, I mean, we love I love playing golf like this. Well, I'm from Seattle, so yeah. I'm a little bit biased.
You are into tennis. Are you paying attention to the U.S. Open at all right now?
Yeah, I actually went there on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Yeah, I went to watch U.S.
Open. You got a chance to see some of it. Have you been to the U.S. Open before?
No. I
hear it's a fantastic event just to
the venue is amazing. I mean, it's perfect place for, you know, for tennis fans to watch like multiple games at one time. It was at one spot. So my wife and I, we really enjoyed it. And then we definitely want to go back again.
Serena versus Venus, I think, is tonight.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
I don't know. I just love watching a good game. You know?
I know. I think the answer is Serena, but I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch them competing against each other. All right, CT, congratulations on your round today.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. All right, we are going to step aside here, get a quick check of the headlines. We'll come back and continue our broadcast here at the Dell Technologies Championship.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots roster needs to be a 53 by tomorrow afternoon. Today they traded away safety Jordan Richards to the Atlanta Falcons for a conditional draft pick. Richards, a second-round draft pick in 2015, started in 7 games for the Patriots, played in 41 total. Pats, winners last night over the New York Giants 17-12 at the Meadowlands. Some other NFL news this afternoon. The LA Rams and defensive tackle Aaron Donald have agreed to a 6-year extension, $135 million. $87 million of that is guaranteed with a $40 million signing bonus. Also, longtime Eagles tight end Brent Celek announcing his retirement today, played all 11 seasons at Philadelphia. And the Houston Texans have cut ties with 7-time Pro Bowl punter Shane Leckler. Round 1, Dell Technology Championship, TPC Boston. Chris Kirk, he is your leader. Finished today 4 under par. Adam Hadwin, 1 shot off the lead through 17. Keegan Bradley, also at 3 under par. Dustin Johnson, 1 under through 15. And Tiger Woods, 1 over through 16 holes. Red Sox continue their series in Chicago tonight against the White Sox after last night's 9-4 win. Nathan Eovaldi will get the start. They got an 8.5-game lead over the Yankees entering play tonight. Yankees also have acquired outfielder Andrew McCutchen from the Giants. 15 home runs with San Francisco this season. Gary Sanchez set to be activated off the DL this weekend. Headlines are brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the Dell Technologies Championship. Michelob Ultra, live fit, live fun, live ultra. Must be 21 plus. Drink responsibly. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
On air and streaming on your phone, we're live at the Dell Technologies Championship at TPC Boston. Presented by Mick Ultra on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the Sports Hub app.
Mike's on, good to go. Hardy, Christian Arcan live at the Dell Technologies Championship, TPC Boston, Norton, Massachusetts. Thanks to CT Pan for joining us. That's dangerous. I have your wife caddying for you.
Yeah.
For like one day, 28 holes, and to go out there and finish up the previous round, walk 18 more. He was...
Most people golf, you know, for some time away from the misses, you know, usually, wouldn't you think? Like, that's sort of the point of the sport,
cliche,
isn't it? Sort of is true, though, isn't it?
Maybe some people feel that way.
Some may.
Not me. I would love for my wife to play golf with me more.
Would you?
But she's just, as she can play, she just chooses not to.
Oh.
So Christian and I are going to be here up until 2 o'clock. Keegan Bradley just walked off the course.
Yes.
Who has a lot of local ties. And
big crowd for Keegan.
Yeah, a lot of people out here following him. It would be great to get him over here. These guys get pulled every which way, though, once they're leading a tournament. You know, there's a lot of people who want a lot of time. So, we may not be able to get him in the time we need him here from Woodstock, Vermont, originally.
Okay, yep.
So we got that much figured out. But if we get Keegan in the next few minutes, great. We had Keegan's... I want to say Keegan's uncle on once a couple of years ago.
All right.
We've had Keegan before.
He was available?
Yeah. You know, I've had a pretty good run. of talking to somebody out here a certain year, and then the next year they win their first major championship.
Really?
Happened with Rory McIlroy. Happened with Bubba Watson.
Okay.
Sat down with us here 1 year. Last year, talked with Patrick Reed. He went on to win the Masters. Mm-hmm. So really, it's in all of these players' best interest to sit down with either me and you.
Right.
Or over the weekend when Ryan Johnston will be here. I think Hook is with me on Monday.
Okay.
That should be interesting.
Should be, yeah.
Because he's an odd duck, that Marshall.
Marshall Hook? I hadn't noticed.
But anybody who has the chance to stop by, if you want to win a major next year, you should.
Definitely.
It's in your best interest.
It's like that Good Luck Chuck movie. All those women have sex with Dane Cook, and then all of a sudden their lives get much better. You're like the Dane Cook of this particular golfer's
quite
lives.
Quite possibly the most insulting thing that's ever been said to me.
It's not a good movie, by the way.
No, well.
Jessica Alba, though, she saved it a little bit. She salvaged a little bit of it.
I've literally never heard of that movie.
Good Luck Chuck?
Never heard of it.
It's not good. I saw it on a plane. And the plot of it is that Dane Cook is this guy. I don't even know what he does. But every woman he dates, they have relations. And then all of a sudden they get married or they get promoted in their job or something happens and they leave him in the dust. And so then it gets out. And so all these women decide, I want to date Dane Cook, and then I'll go off and do my thing after that. And the only one who does it, spoiler alert, is Jessica Alba. And they end up living
happily ever. No, don't spoil it for me. I was going to watch it tonight. Well,
yeah.
So much for that.
It's pretty much you, though.
We were talking about Colin Kaepernick for a moment here about the...
I was really happy that conversation got derailed by our interview, by the way.
You didn't want to talk about it?
I mean, I do and I don't.
Okay, here's what I think.
What do you think? Yeah.
I think the owners are guilty of colluding. I think they're guilty of getting together and deciding, I don't think this guy's a starting quarterback, and defenses figured him out about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I think they all colluded without actually meeting about it, and they decided, not really what we're looking for in a quarterback right now.
Well, you think they colluded about his football talent and
I don't
all
think they,
collectively agreed we don't think this guy's good enough to play while hiring these bums that are out there in the league right
well,
now.
Well, it was like a telepathic collusion. We're like, you know what? Everyone just kind of decided at the same time, Kaepernick, I don't know if he's sneaky bad at throwing footballs, He's a phenomenal athlete.
Right.
But in terms of what is going to lead a team to the promised land and what you're looking for, is Colin Kaepernick the answer for anybody? Now, as a backup, you thought he would have caught on somewhere.
He should have caught on somewhere. That's where his case is. He doesn't have to be paid like a starter. He doesn't have to start for any of these teams, although he's probably better than some starters, I would think, that are out there right now. And certainly when injuries come up, the Houston Texans, we could have asked Ted Johnson about this, the Houston Texans tried out this clown car of quarterbacks, and Kaepernick was better than all of them. So, I mean, that's where his case is to be made. And it's not necessarily all the owners getting together and saying, can this guy play anymore? It's the owners getting together and saying, is this guy good for our league? Is this guy good for business? And them all sort of agreeing, no, he isn't, despite the fact that what's bad for business is that he was doing something that is protected by the First Amendment. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the case is.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's going to try and get. Now, I don't think it's going to be easy for him, but he only has to prove that, two or three teams decide, that's what collusion is. It only has to be, two or three teams.
Right.
It doesn't have to be all 32 of them. It's just, one or two. And he might be able to get that, but I still think it's going to be tough. Unless there's actual documented evidence, emails, text messages, something, between the owners or their scouts saying, hey, don't get Kaepernick. We don't want this kind of headache. We don't like what he's doing, etc. And that, I think, is going to be difficult.
It is fascinating to me, though, that they would, if anybody were to enter into that kind of agreement, I think the more likely scenario is that multiple owners, first of all, it was GMs and coaches saying, no, this Kaepernick is not what we need in a quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's probably most likely. The next most likely thing that I think happened in concert with that, where there are owners who said to their personnel guys, we don't need that kind of headache right now. And whether we agree with them or not, it is going to turn so many people off. We don't want the PR hit. We don't want it to affect us in the bottom line. And whether it would or would not, doesn't matter. Once the guy who's signing the checks and making the decisions as to who's going to get paid decides that somebody might be bad for business, and wouldn't necessarily be all that good toward a winning season, the decision has been made. I don't know that it takes collusion for more than one team to come to that decision. Did every team come to that decision? I don't know. What was he really a viable option for a lot of teams? I don't think he ever was for the Patriots, because up until
the Patriots,
last year, they didn't have a need at quarterback.
Right.
There wasn't anything that they, you know, would have necessarily looked at and said, oh, we got to get somebody in here. And I think there are a handful of other teams that simply didn't have the need. But for those who did, if somebody just decided that it wasn't going to be for them, it wasn't going to be for them. Keegan Bradley is here. This is awesome. Keegan, Hardy, this is Christian Arcand.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Good to see you, too. We'll get your mic turned on there.
There you go.
What a round today.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it was a good day. It's tough out there.
But what a grouping.
Yeah, we played well. It's always fun. It's very rare that you get that, especially on a Thursday, that we all kind of go out there and play well. So that was awesome.
So you and Bo both shot 4-under today. Is that correct?
We did, yeah. Bo made a bunch of birdies coming in. It's fun to be in that group, because who knows? Maybe, you know, we keep playing. We could all be together there on Sunday. That'd be fun.
Has that ever happened to you before throughout a 4-round tournament where you have at least one of the guys that you start off with and you end up playing together for the entire time?
I've done it, I think, a couple times. It was really very, very rare to do.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, so conditions today. I'm sure you're out here for the Pro-Am yesterday. I mean, you're one of the stars here at the TPC Boston. I mean, you've got people from all over New England coming to see you here. Conditions yesterday as opposed to today, what's the difference?
Well, the wind switch is coming out of the north, and that means all the par fives are into the wind, and a lot of the longer holes are into the wind. That's why the scores aren't that low. The course is actually playing very difficult, and I think anything in the 60s, or especially 67, is a great score.
Were you at the Red Sox game the other night that Patrick was at?
I wasn't.
You weren't?
I wasn't. It's the wrong
I just
shot.
Wanted to know where your seats were and maybe where he moved from.
Yeah, I saw that. It's the wrong town to tweet about the Red Sox, I'll tell you. But I think a lot of people would love to be at that game. I'm sure he enjoyed it after he moved seats, yeah.
Who are you looking at this year? I know you're a New England sports fan. And you kind of, you know, follow a lot of different teams in the areas and stuff. But we've been talking a lot about the Patriots and Red Sox today. You feeling particularly good about one over the other right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's easy to love the Red Sox right now. They're doing so well. But
sure.
I love this part of the year for the Patriots where everyone thinks, oh, they don't have wide receivers, that they're not going to be that good. And then
I don't think anyone's been saying that.
No.
not on this station.
In the tour they are. They're all giving me crap for it. But I love watching Belichick do his thing. I follow the team tightly. So I love watching him. My question to you guys is, why didn't you think they're going after Dez Bryant? Is there just this money, or?
Well, we all have different opinions on this. The money would be the number one thing, but I keep hearing from guys who know a lot more about the game than I do that he doesn't have the explosiveness that he used to. And, you know, for Tom Brady, he needs guys who are going to run crisp routes and be exactly, you know, where he needs them to be, not necessarily far downfield. Dez Bryant is a guy who, in his prime, go downfield, get the ball, chuck it up, I'll come down with it.
Right.
It's not really Brady's game. It may not be Dez's game anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I could see a Randy Moss 2.0 with him, but I guess not. I guess he's not Randy Moss.
Not that fast anymore. That's the problem. And the other thing about it is that the difference with Randy Moss is that Moss went to another team, right? He went from Minnesota to Oakland, and in Oakland he didn't have a quarterback. Dez has been in the same place the whole time, and they're just like, we're done with you. That's a different thing.
All right, Keegan, you're going to get pulled in 19 different directions because you're a co-leader here, 67 today. Thank you so much
for coming by.
Keegan Bradley, everybody, come on. There we go. Hometown favorite here at the Dell Technologies Championship. Appreciate the time. We'll step aside, come back, and wrap things up from the TPC Boston. It's Hardy and Christian Arcand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The top 100 golfers in the world are spending their Labor Day weekend at TPC Boston.
And we are too.
The Dell Technologies Championship. Presented by Mick Ultra on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Give it to me.
All right, time for today's takeaways. Oh, you know what? I told everybody I was done with all the computers that I would need for the day, and that's not it. I'll tell you basically what it is. Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180. I think I got it.
You got it.
That's just off the
Nailed
top
it.
Of my head.
Locations
How's that?
In Newton, Drilled Quincy, it. Peabody, and Seekonk.
Oh, there's Sarge.
A little assist from Sarge there.
Yeah, I'm a prod, so got to support him.
All right. Today's takeaways, we had a caller who had an idea, a theory.
Yes.
I'm not even going to set it up anymore and say I'm not sure this would work. But let's hear it again anyway, Captain. Jeremy has some thoughts. Go ahead, Jeremy. You're on with Hardy and Christian Arcan. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to touch on the helmet rule. There was a point last night during the game where it was called on the Giants. I think it was Zolak that pointed out that Belichick went up to the ref and said, how can you call this?
Yeah.
On a flag that was thrown against the Giants. So my thought to combat against the rule is all the coaches need to come together and decide that whenever it's called, to decline the penalty. That way it won't
Interesting.
Right? Why not?
Because it will have an effect on the game. So let's say it happens. Let's say it happens week one against the Texans, right? And you're down 7-0 early on, and J.J. Watt is getting to Tom Brady, and on a play on a 3rd and 10, when you're getting ready to convert and get yourself into the red zone for the first time all afternoon, the helmet rule is called against the Texans. Do you think Bill Belichick is going to say, no, we decline the penalty?
Yeah, no, we're good.
You got to go all in.
I don't think so.
That's how it has to be done.
Yeah.
4th quarter, Super Bowl Sunday. Makes a catch down the zone.
Oh, we had a gentleman's agreement at the beginning of the season that we would all decline the penalties, 15 yards, even if it cost us the game and the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see how that's going to work.
I don't think so.
No.
Nah, we don't need those yards.
Forget about Belichick declining the penalty. The opposing coaches declining a penalty that's called on the Patriots.
Right.
That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. These coaches out there coaching for their jobs. Nah, we don't need any yards.
These helmet rules.
We don't need a first down, guys. Come on.
This helmet rule and the way it's being called is causing people to lose their minds.
Starting to, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't even started.
Yeah.
We're talking preseason.
I know.
You see Jordan Spieth behind us over there?
Is that, I can't tell. There's too many people in the way.
That's Jordan Spieth behind
Is it?
Us there right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's phenomenal. We're here live at the Dell Technologies Championship. TPC Boston, Norton, Mass. Keegan Bradley, kind enough to join us a few minutes ago. Jordan's back there right now. We're signing off. Otherwise, I'm sure Jordan would come over here and talk to us. But we have the takeaways to get to, including a delightful moment from Sarge. This was Sarge prime time vintage Sarge
new catchphrase.
Jeremy has some thoughts. Go ahead, Jeremy. You're on with Hardy and Christian Arcan. What's going on?
Hey,
we have this very nice ShotLink computer here from the PGA Tour that they provide us, and I'm afraid I'm going to break it.
Bradley's the leader, Hardy. He's the leader.
Bradley. Oh, thank you very much, Sarge. Is he tied for lead with Chris Kirk right now?
No, he's tied with James Hahn.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
You should have listened to the headlines.
Well, you know what? I have a little more up-to-date information than you do
you
do there.
What do you got?
Well,
I mean, Sarge came with the info, Hardy. You didn't, so
I can't.
Oh, thank you, Christian Arcan.
You're welcome.
Nice. Come in.
My man.
Computer's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to Sarge never freezes.
Nope, never do.
Appreciate it, though, Sarge.
He does other things.
No charge from the Sarge. There you go.
No charge from the Sarge.
He actually said that.
I bet he says that on, like, the pickup court, too, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
No charge from the Sarge.
Well, let's leave it
one. Man, you ran right over me. I positioned. Nope. No charge from the Sarge.
That's not bad. That's a one-hit wonder. There you go.
I think that should go on a T-shirt, Sarge.
Maybe it will. We'll see. We'll talk to the marketing department.
All right.
Well, Sarge, thank you very much for handling all the headline duties back in Dorchester today.
See you this weekend, Sarge. Boys.
All right. Really? Are you going to be out here?
Yeah, I'm coming down. They're on Sunday.